Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Thursday, March 4th, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Haiti's chaos tops our news today. With the president gone, the remaining leader's scrabble for power is sending the country to the edge of anarchy. Compassion's Edward Lesage says they were forced to close 90% of their projects this week.
It makes it very difficult for us to hold any type of activities at this point, and mostly for security reasons, as the situation has deteriorated to the point where we do not feel safe to bring a group of children and young people together to minister to them.
Through partnerships with churches, Lesage says their team's dedication speaks volumes for the gospel. Next, a cultural practice that conflicts with biblical mandates is causing dissension among Christians in Papua New Guinea. A group of Mu believers have been accused of major cultural offenses, and that has caused conflict with the Muist Christians in another village. New Tribes Mission reports that the Mupok Church will remain dormant until restitution is made. Believers are praying that the message of the gospel will be shared in spite of the poor testimony of others. And real life and real faith are dramatized for kids through a radio show. Actors Roger and Jill Mueller play the leading roles of the Morrison parents in the CBH Ministries radio drama series Down Gilead Lane. Roger says the practical message of the gospel comes through clearly in the stories.
It's how the situations are dealt with more than whether or not things are always resolved in a happy way.
As listeners respond to the stories, the Gilead cast sees God moving to touch hearts. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of Voice of the Martyrs Persecuted Church newsletter, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It features stories about the persecuted church and how to help suffering believers. You can also request it on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.